One of the many things that I appreciate about the Episcopal Church is that I don't get to choose the scripture that I have the opportunity to preach upon each Sunday. And that is because Episcopalians, like Roman Catholics and Lutherans and others, some others, follow a three-year lectionary cycle of readings. And those readings generally follow themes relating to the church season that we are in at the time. So our readings during the season of Pentecost generally follow the themes of the life of discipleship for those who are following Jesus in the continuing life of the church after Christ's resurrection and ascension. But there can be difficulties, as is clear from today's readings when lectionary scholars were putting together our current lectionary. They didn't think about the fact that we would be holding a backpack blessing Sunday today. So as we have asked all of you students and your parents to come into church today with your backpacks to be blessed for another school year, on this Sunday when you and your parents are preparing for the exciting educational and social opportunities ahead, as well as the challenges of getting back into the morning routine of school, we have this particularly challenging gospel passage with which to wrestle. With our focus on lifting up you students and your parents and teachers with our prayers as you begin another school year, we hear these words from Jesus. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Now, just as an aside, as a father who has two young daughters who are here today, I do think it's worth noting that Jesus did not say anything about daughters against fathers, or fathers against daughters. My father-in-law's here, and there's nothing in here about father-in-law against son-in-law either. But seriously, how are we to understand Jesus' words about how he brings division rather than peace? And how, as a result of his ministry, households will be divided against one another, father against son, and mother against daughter. As I was considering this question, I was reminded of a recent survey that I saw that sought to identify the things that divide us the most. In particular, this study sought to get to the question of what really matters to parents when it comes to their children's future. And one issue that they considered were parental concerns about their child's future choice of a spouse. The study found that parents were more concerned that their child would marry someone of a different political party than they were concerned that their child might marry someone of a different religion. Now, I mention this not in order to get into politics or to make any sort of judgment about folks who marry across religious traditions, because I know of many beautiful, healthy marriages that cross both political and religious boundaries, some of which are represented in this space today. But rather, I say it to note what it says about the things that matter most to us and how we understand the labels that we wear. What that study appears to tell us is that for many in our society, the political party with which you identify may be seen as saying more about your ultimate values and commitments than the church or temple or synagogue or mosque that you attend. In other words, many of us have apparently come to believe that our political allegiances are more determinative of our values than our faith or faith community with which we identify. For some, that may be because it is not immediately apparent how our particular faith makes a difference in our lives. But what Jesus is getting to in this gospel passage is that following him matters, and it matters deeply. In fact, it matters so much that if you are doing it faithfully, there are times when it will make your life and your relationships more difficult. Even at times, your deepest and most intimate relationships. If you are following Jesus faithfully, it will change the way that you see the world. It will change the type of student or friend or daughter or son or parent or teacher that you are. Likewise, it will change the way in which the world sees you, the various roles that you play in this world. If your faith really matters to you, if your commitment to follow Jesus really means something, there are times when it will cause division, because you will have to decide whether to follow Jesus or to follow some other god, whether it be money or power or popularity. Where there are injustices, whether they be big injustices like poverty, racism, and xenophobia, or small injustices like a kid who is being picked on or excluded, our challenging of those injustices will usually cause some division. People will wonder why we haven't left well enough alone. But when we recognize that someone is being excluded or belittled in large or small ways, there is an expectation in our faith tradition that we will act to widen the circle, not to restrict it. In today's collect, the prayer that we began this service with, we prayed that God would give us the grace to receive the gift of Christ's redeeming work, and then to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. As we prepare to bless our students and teachers and the bags that they will carry with them to school each day, we are praying that they will have the strength to do just that, to follow daily in the blessed steps of their Savior's most holy life, to bear witness to his love. In a moment after our saying of the creed and prayers, we will ask the children that are here today to come forward with their teachers and any school workers that are here, to come forward to the altar, to this sacred space in the front of the church, and we will ask God's blessing upon them, upon the bags that they will carry with them, upon the teachers and school workers to whom these students and others like them will be entrusted. We will pray that you, the children who are gathered here today, that as you return to school this week, that you will recognize that this time that you have been given is a gift, and that in this present time, this year, this month, this day, your minds and your hearts and your passions are a gift to those around you. Each of you have the opportunity in large and small ways to bear witness to God's love, faithfulness by the ways in which you treat each other every day, by the ways in which you welcome the stranger, the outcast, the lonely, by the ways in which you help someone who's having a hard time, by the ways in which you decide to tell the truth, even when it is difficult. As today's gospel tells us, Our job is not merely to make it through this world as smoothly and as carefree as possible, but we are called to love even when it makes our lives harder. And ultimately, when you do that, when you follow daily in the blessed steps of Christ's most holy life, you will bear witness to God's love as you challenge this present world to recognize that love is what really matters. God's abundant and self-sacrificing love.